sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing, okay? The schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, if you missed any part of hour number one, I hope that you will go back and pick it up. We had some great conversation, Rick Manning and I, a couple of stories that few people are talking about, like our astronaut. That the Russians are threatening to leave stranded in space, Mark Vandehei. So be praying for Mark Vandehei and for his family, and that someone is able to go to that space station and help bring him home. We also talked about the former Russian foreign minister. Who has said that the lies that are coming out of Russia by his former deputy assistant foreign minister Sergei Lavrov, that he just recently spoke, make him sick, and the disinformation campaign that Putin is putting forward make him absolutely sick to his stomach, as well as what they're doing to the Ukrainians. So some interesting stuff and a few other conversations as well. And then in our last segment, we had Chris Widener was with us, American Freedom Tour. And we talked about Christianity and the church and the role of the believer and the kingdom of heaven being at hand and the need to bring that good news message and where life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness come from. So a lot for you there in that first hour. Hope you'll pick it up. Get it at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Sign up for one of the podcast providers there and listen to it at your leisure. Yeah, I can say that. Leisure. All right. All right. So it's, let's see, 10:05 Central, 11:05 Eastern, 9:05 on the West Coast. Just in case you were wondering and thinking, why is everybody, why are the roads so empty today? It's because you were supposed to be at work an hour ago. They, you know, pushed the time forward on us. We fell forward. Some of you may be feeling that. I was feeling that. Definitely feeling that this morning. I fell forward. Anyway, there you go. So it is that time. We have all fallen forward here. And I don't know. My daughter says it this way. Dad, it's just a construct. It's a construct we've got to live in, but nonetheless. All right. Very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. We're going to talk today about his book, 25 Lies, Exposing Democrats' Most Dangerous, Seductive, Damnable, Destructive Lies, and How to Refute Them. I want to welcome to the program my friend, Mr. Vince Everett Ellison. Vince, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Pastor Greg, it's a beautiful day in America. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it is such a pleasure to have you. So, not this past weekend, because this past weekend, actually, I was involved. My daughter, Jackie, that was in the accident with me, got married. And I had the pleasure she had said, Dad, I'm going to be getting married. This was about 9 months ago. Dad, I'm going to be getting married. And you gotta walk me down the aisle, Dad. You got to walk me down the aisle. And ma'am, by the grace of God, I did. I was able to walk her down the aisle. And folks, if you don't know about my accident, I'm telling you, that is a miracle. A miracle. And so I was able to walk her down the aisle, and then I did climb a couple of stairs and sat down and did the officiating of the ceremony. And God showed up, and it was a beautiful thing. But the weekend before that, I was doing some research, Mr. Ellison, and I came across this woman who was teaching a class in a college on whiteness, and reminding us that if we raised our children or we grew up in a home that, you know, said that the character of a man was more important than the color of his skin, and so therefore don't focus on the color, focus on the character. Well, Vince, I'm told that makes me a racist.
These people want to spread hatred, envy, strife, jealousy. What we've done, Pastor Greg, if we've forgotten our teaching, evil exists in the world. Our Bible tells us that. But we have become a country where to say something is evil is judgmental, is intolerant. So as you know the old saying, the biggest trick the devil ever played on mankind was to make us believe he no longer existed. And so we walk around and we cannot call things evil, and that's what I do in my book, as you know, because James A. Garfield, the president of the United States of America, said that a brave man looks the devil in the eye and calls him a devil. Well, in my book, I say the Democratic Party is a party, the hierarchy that leads the party is a party of devils, because this is the type of strife and hatred that they sow amongst brothers. They tell you just because of color of somebody's skin that you should look at them and say, you shouldn't judge them, or you should judge them, or this, that, and the other. Well, you and I both know that skin color is like hair color. It means nothing. That what right. We do is we acknowledge things about each other, but that don't mean that you, yeah, I mean, it's not wrong with somebody looking at me and saying, Vince, you're a black man. It tells part of my story. Or the father to notice that, yes, someone is Irish, yeah. and that they came over, that their family came here during the Irish famine. Nothing wrong with knowing the histories of people.
Right.
But what the Democrats do, they take it and they use it to cause racial strife and sow discord amongst brethren and lie and envy and jealousy. See, the worst thing you can do, if you want to live a life where you're going to be always mad, where you're going to be always upset, where you're going to always try to hurt somebody, live a life where you're comparing yourself to somebody else or to other people. you're going to always be upset. You're going to always be angry. You're going to always be in turmoil. And our Bible tells us, Jesus always tells you to turn it back on you. He hates me. Love him. He despises me. Pray for him. He does me wrong. Feed him. It always goes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
See, and mm-hmm. we have been, and we're being taught a lie by these Democrats. They want to tell us that they can pass laws that can cure any discrepancy. And it is a lie. The only thing that can cure you is the love of Jesus Christ in your heart. Love everybody.
Amen.
Like I do. I love everybody. And let me make this point very, very quickly. What we're seeing happening in Russia and Ukraine right now, and the American people having this visceral effect, we're having this visceral reaction to this tyrant killing and beating up these innocent people, is a proper response. What we need to do, though, is bring that proper response back to America when dealing with America. Because now in this country, we are seeing a party, the Democrat Party, do the same thing to the black community and the poor white community that Putin is doing to the Ukrainians. Just beating them to death, humiliating them, stomping them under his feet, putting these people in a position where he says, unless you let me have power, I'll kill you all.
Look at blackgenocide.org, folks, if you want
exactly.
to back up some evidence. Look at Black Genocide. May I interject one quick thing, too? When you talk
about the
issue of evil, you know, mm-hmm. they are calling one thing evil, and they're calling evil the color of a little child's skin. They're telling our children in school that if you are a black child, that the white child that you are in class with is evil and hates you and will hate you for his entire life because they're born somehow with that kind of thought process and attitude. And you know, I watched Free Guy yesterday afternoon, which has some interesting woke concepts in it. But one of the things that's cool is that the two main characters that are in there are a white guy and a black guy, and they're best buddies. And I love that because I think it just sends the right kind of message.
Well, the terrible thing is if they get power, they're going to spread this all over the United States of America and the world. That's what they're trying to do. And this is why they're doing it. They've taken the public educational system and they have made the majority of black Americans hate themselves. And it's been successful for them. Because when people are afraid, when people are trying to survive, they turn to government. And see, when they get you in that particular mindset, you can't work, you can't achieve, you have low self-esteem, and then the Democrat Party has you. It's a plantation mentality that they put on black people. But it has worked for them. They've kept 90% of the black vote since black people started voting. Now, how do they do it to the white community? They use the public educational system to do it. They want to teach black white people that they're inferior, that they're hate-filled. They want the white person to look into the mirror and look at themselves and say, I'm bad. And then you'll look at another white person and say, you're terrible also, and you'll start killing each other on an industrial level like black people do whenever you put them in an inner city. Now, these inner cities that we look at as dystopias, the Democrat Party look at as Shangri-La, as utopia.
Right.
They love them. They don't try to change them. They say, we're getting 90% of the vote. Why should we change a thing? And also, a white Democrat, if you want to get 90% of the black vote, you should follow our template. What do? We humiliate them. We keep them poor. We make sure they cannot serve their God in the way that they want to. They must have an apostate religion. We have to disarm them. We have to keep them drugged up.
Yeah.
And we have to destroy the family and get the father out of the family so all this can happen. If you follow this template, you'll have the Soviet Union, you'll have China, you'll have Cuba, you'll have Venezuela here in America, and you'll have power in perpetuity. So this is what they're doing, and this is their plan, and this is why your listeners must get this book and understand how to refute it and how to fight it.
And they're doing it. They're doing it right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look what's happening to, you know, we are energy dependent on our enemies.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing, I mean, you've got, you know, you've got Biden running around saying that Putin's the problem and he's the reason for inflation. Putin is a problem. He's assaulting and attacking innocent people. There's no questions in my mind about Putin's background as a Cold War vet. I know exactly who the KGB and Vladimir Putin and Russia is, the communist Russia. But he's not the reason that we have a problem with inflation. He's not the reason we have a problem with our supply chain. He's not the reason why, even though we see that, you know, people are trying to open up and trying to get back to work, why the dollars that you're bringing in don't match the dollars that they're taking out. That is, in my opinion, all predicated on exactly what you're talking about, Vince. It is this effort to keep people down. About 30 seconds, and then we're going to go into a break. Go ahead.
Well, this is why I call my book 25 Lies. George Orwell said, obedience is not enough unless he is suffering. How can you be sure that he is obeying your will and not his own? Power is in inflicting pain and humiliation. Power is in tearing down the human mind and putting it back together the way you want it. That's who these people are. Humiliation and pain. And that's what they intend to inflict on the American people.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just $400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can...
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just $400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, Vince Everett Ellison. You can get his new book, 25 Lies, Exposing Democrats' Most Dangerous, Seductive, Damnable, Destructive Lies, and How to Refute Them. And folks, I there is something that was said in that video that I watched that I think is important. And that is that race is one of the number one conversations that is being had, and it is being used as one of the great weapons once again to divide and destroy and deconstruct our country. And they experimented, Vince, in the black family going back into the 1950s when they saw how well the black community was doing and the prosperity was happening and the intact marriages and intact families. In fact, when Lyndon Johnson signed that civil rights bill, the percentage of intact black families with a father and a mother and kids was higher in the black community than it was in the white community at that point in time. And of course, now that is completely and totally upside down. The white community's numbers have dropped significantly. The black community's numbers have been completely torpedoed by organizations like Planned Parenthood and the government's welfare programs.
Yeah, that was the plan. Patrick Moynihan wrote a paper about it, and Gabriel Lyndon Johnson and the civil rights community and Johnson got together and decided that they did not want the black family to survive. That is just a fact. It was written about in a book called Bearing the Cross by author's name, David Garrow. Also in the book, And the Walls Came Tumbling Down, written by Ralph Abernathy, he said that he supported Ronald Reagan in 1980 because he went to the black caucuses and said, you know, we have all of these black families that have 2 and 3 generations on welfare. We got to get them off and go back to work. And he said something curious happened. He saw that it pleased them to have these black families stuck on the welfare rolls because it gave them power and control. Mm-hmm. And Ralph Abernathy then supported Ronald Reagan because Ronald Reagan had started a plan to get them off welfare in California. So this has always been the Democrat Party plan. And this has been their plan for all of America for the last 40 or 50 years. Now, when they start seeing a black community where marriage and family and private schools are coming up and people are going to church and people are working and people are using drugs and people are arming themselves and defending their property, they are going to say, we have a problem.
Yeah.
They know they cannot survive in that environment. They will do what they did in 2000 and call out Black Lives Matter and say, burn it down. A black crystal knot. Burn it down. The black middle class cannot rise itself. Now, understand, they have this plan for white America also.
Right.
It was an experiment in black America. And when you look at the trends and the numbers, you will find that white Americans are headed in the same direction as black Americans if you don't turn it around. And as you and I were talking about on the break, how do you turn it around? We've got to go back to Christian principles. The government will not do it for you. Matter of fact, the government will try to put you on the plantation in the same way that the slave master or any government from the Soviet Union to the Chinese will do it.
Right.
We must turn back to God.
Yep.
Jesus Christ frees you. And you will then take control of your life and tell government, get behind me. I don't need your help. And we have to help each other understand that concept. And when they come in, as Ronald Reagan said, what the scary sentence in the English language is, I'm from the federal government and I'm here to help.
Yeah.
You don't want it.
You don't want it.
You don't want it.
You don't want it. You don't want it. Well, you were talking about something else too in the break, and when we first had jumped off air, and that had to do with, you know, taking care of your own home, taking care of your own family, and the biblical admonition that, you know, that if you aspire to any form of leadership, you've got to get your own house in order. You know, that is an important thing to understand, even as we look across the way at what's happening in Russia and the Ukraine, and you were kind of bringing some of that into context. And again, this isn't to suggest that that America doesn't have a role. I think that if President Trump was in the White House, if America was strong and its presence was strong, you're not going to see bullies like Putin doing what he's doing. You're not going to see Xi pushing. You're certainly not going to see missiles being fired at our consulate in Iraq by Iran. But you talked about the need to do things at home and to get our house in order. Speak to that if you would, please.
Yeah, still, Jesus said that if the strong man is watching, mm-hmm. that the thief will not be able to come into his house to break his house up. And so you need a strong man. Nonviolence is not a Christian virtue. Non-aggression is a Christian virtue. If we don't bother each other, nobody will be bothered. But there's no virtue in allowing a thief to come into your house, steal your possessions, rape, and kill your children and your wife. There's no virtue in that for a strong man.
Yes.
Here in the United States of America, we are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we're also citizens. We are a family. And he has given us a commission. He told his disciples, you spread this gospel, starting here in Jerusalem, then Samaria, then to the uttermost parts of the world. But start home, even in the church. You cannot be a deacon unless first you have your own house in order.
Yeah.
Then once you have your own house in order, then you can go and tell other people how to put their house in order. Here in America, us Christians have failed at this. Because when we are in our inner cities, when we're in Chicago, Detroit, L.A., Houston, Dallas, you name it, there's a segment of the Christian family that's being left to die. And we're allowing an evil group of people to beat them to death. And we know it. We see it in real time.
And we need to put a stop to it.
Ask the government to take care of it.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, I'm very pleased to have my next guest with me. And I appreciate him jumping on the program this morning with us. He is running for governor for what can be and will be the great Garden State of New Jersey. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program Phil Rizzo. Phil, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. We're really looking forward to having a great conversation.
And I apologize. I misstated. You're running for Congress.
Correct. Okay. I just ran for governor in the previous election cycle, and I'm sure we'll get into all of that outcome during the interview.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. So let's see, man, you were just telling me too, that you have had, you're a miracle and, you know, you are inspiring people to keep fighting this great fight. I see that you, you played baseball, soccer, high school football. You were a star on both offense and defense. You received national recognition when you earned a scholarship from the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame in Chicago. And it should be noted that all of that happened after you lost your right arm.
Yeah, 1980 in a tragic home accident. My sister and I and one of her girlfriends, we were roller skating. You know, back in the 80s, there was roller skating, not rollerblading. And so we were roller skating on the basement floor, on the concrete floor, and we were swinging around the lolly columns, the steel columns in the basement. And one of them was loose, and it fell down. And when it fell, it hit my right arm, and then, you know, onto the concrete floor, it crushed the artery, bringing the blood to the lower half of my arm. And so as the Bible says, the life is in the blood. There was no blood getting to my fingers, and ultimately they had to amputate back in 1980. But as our resume says, it, by God's grace, it has not slowed us down much.
That's fantastic. Well, that is a very, very inspiring story. And of course, you know, you continue to fight this good fight. Talk to me about New Jersey
and talk to me about the things that the people in New Jersey are concerned about, and then we'll talk about, you know, the national implications as well. But let's just begin by talking about the state that you're running to represent.
Well, I'm born and raised in New Jersey. I'm a third generation real estate developer here in New Jersey. And so our family has had part of building New Jersey, and now Phil Murphy is tearing it down. And so with that passion and watching the government overreach into every area of New Jerseyans' lives, the political landscape is ripe for the taking. I ran for governor, and we really just spoke truth to the issues that families were dealing with. I ran a pure populist campaign. As a former pastor, I started two churches in deep blue Hudson County. And so we love Democrats. They're sitting in our church. You know, we don't check voter registrations when people attend church. And so as a pastor, my job is to just meet people where they are in their life and walk side by side with them, you know, to bring their life to success according to the scriptures. And so we just ran this populist campaign, but we did it from the right-hand lane, and New Jerseyans loved it. Political Outsider came in as the runner-up in the governor's primary. And so we know that it's not about me, but it's about the message. And people just want to get their lives back. They are seeing, even on the other side of the aisle, that government overreach is dead serious. And they are getting involved, and people are becoming activists, and people that have never voted or never donated before are jumping all in, 2 feet in the deep end in New Jersey politics. And I'm just one of those people.
It's interesting. You know, I was talking with Vince Ellison in our last segment, and it is absolutely, our undercurrent theme having to do with, you know, where these freedoms and these liberties come from, and the faith base that I think has been the thing that has always caused America to unite has been, you know, belief in God, belief in faith. How that is lived out to some degree, or, you know, different political ideologies. I remember, you know, it used to be you had two different parties, and you had one party that seemed like they were more about the union and the worker, and then one party was described as being more about businesses and entrepreneurs, I guess you could say. But nonetheless, you still had that faith-based foundation. They've tried to tell us that doesn't exist anymore in America, that we are a strictly secular people. And I think that people are getting to a place of saying, you know, I don't like the emptiness that rings in that. I am a person of faith, and I'm okay with that.
Absolutely. I had a number of people I was counseling with before I ran for governor, and a lot of very close friends to me said, you know, you're a conservative Baptist pastor, and you're gonna run for office in blue jersey, right? And mm-hmm. and you're crazy. You're gonna be marginalized as a lunatic. And as we ran, I mean, people really embraced the fact that I was in the faith community, that I did answer to God, not the governor, right? Yeah. People wanted that, and we never closed our church under Phil Murphy's tyrannical lockdown. We never closed our in-person services, not for one service. We met in person without mandating masks and without mandating social distancing or capacity limitations in our little storefront church plant. And people love that. I was not just talking. I was actually willing to represent. We answer to God, not the governor. And the faith community is the first line of the First Amendment for a reason. And I was willing to stand firm. And I think that was part of the message that people here in New Jersey loved, thinking, wow, we have a guy who's actually willing to fight. And so that's why I think we had a lot of success.
And that message is, you know, the message of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I tell people all the time, look, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness given to us by God means that it is innate. It's in us. It's who we are. That's why it's an inalienable right, because it's literally, you're going to have to kill me in order to squash life and liberty and that pursuit of happiness, because they're God given to us. They belong to us. And you get a hold of that, and now you're like, wait a minute. Yeah, those are the kind of ideals that are important, that are worth fighting for, that make America great.
And that's the message that we ran our first you know, political campaign was on that very issue. Our campaign theme was the New Jersey family ABCs, family autonomy, family business, and family core values. And Pastor, we hit every one of those topics that you just mentioned, how our rights come from God. And even the people that didn't agree with me theologically, people that didn't agree with me in a philosophy on the social issues, they knew that I was working to get government small. I was working to get government out of our lives so that we could pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as we see fit. So even when we didn't agree, they knew I was fighting for them. We had many Democrats change their party affiliation to vote for us in the primary, because sure, people knew, even if we didn't agree, I was fighting for their rights to live their lives how they saw fit.
No question. Yeah, no, and that's the thing. I think that, you know, that is the core of it is we're saying, look, you know, Jesus said, you have it. I'm giving you a choice. You can choose. I wish that you would choose what's in my right hand, not what's in my left hand. But nonetheless, I'm still giving you the opportunity to have that choice. And God's love is there for everyone. Salvation is another level of that and a different place. But the love of God exists. And it's really, I think, you know, when people like our ancestors, my ancestors came over from Italy in 1878 and then came from the East Coast and settled in Eureka, Nevada, and they were in the coal mining. And my great-great-great-great-grandfather was working off the passage debt, if you will, as an indentured servant, so to speak, working in the coal mines, paying off the debt and trying to save enough money and sent for the rest of the family. But that's how our Italian ancestors, the DeMelli family, ended up in Eureka, Nevada. And it was, you know, for that dream of freedom and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Phil, hang tight. We're not done. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And don't forget to support our sponsor, PatriotMobile.com. PatriotMobile.com. You can reach out to them today. 972 Patriot, the only Christian conservative national cell phone service. You can decide with your cell phone to make a statement about the things we're talking about. PatriotMobile.com/chosen for free activation, or 972 Patriot. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith, because right now we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
Totally out of town. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Phil Rizzo, running for Congress in New Jersey. You can find him at JerseyRizzo.com. JerseyRizzo.com. Oh my gosh. It just dawned on me. You know what? I'm almost certain of it. Rizzo family that is connected to the DeMelli family. And, because there's a Rizzo family that lives in Alpicella, Italy. And I'm pretty sure that there's Rizzo's in that area. Do you know what part of Italy you guys are from, Phil?
Over Calabria, Naples are the majority, and that's
that's where my grandparents came from.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, this would have been just above Genoa.
Okay.
So
maybe a relation back in the old country.
Who knows, right? Who knows? anything like that is possible. So let's continue the conversation Congress. Congress is the one that holds the purse strings. We've got more money going out than we've got coming in. More debt that's being created. And a lot of a lot of programs, we're sending a lot of money. I mean, here we are. We have the energy issues, but there's so many different things. It seems like that every time the grassroots is saying, "Hey, don't do this or stop this or put the brakes on that or what have you," we got all these rhinos in there that are. Really not putting America first, Phil. How do we fix that?
Well, what I've come to learn in my involvement in politics, and I've been watching and being involved in politics for about 10 years, and obviously just recently on a ballot, a year ago. But once you get on a ballot and you really start getting into what I'll call the belly of the beast, is you really do find out who is a political elitist and who is in it for the wrong reasons versus the patriots that really want to do something great for America. And that's where you start seeing these America First candidates showing up, because it's not about their own political advancements. It's about putting Americans first. And that describes, my race to a T. We're in a battle to take a blue seat. Tom Malinowski is sitting in this congressional seat, but it happens to be in a red district. And so people wonder why that happens. How do you get a progressive Democrat in a red seat? Well, he won it in 2018 at the Trump midterm, when that pendulum, sort of swings back at the midterm. But then he held his seat against a light blue Republican. Tom Keene Jr., he held that seat because the establishment here in New Jersey rolled out a rhino who could not, secure the base. And he ended up losing by, a point. Well, the establishment is now retreading that old tire and rolling Tom Keene Jr. out again. And so my primary battle is literally against a guy who is pro-choice. He sits on the Amistad Commission, which is what put CRT in New Jersey schools. He's voted for red flag laws against the Second Amendment.
Right.
He just, if you look at his voting record, the guy, A, is not a conservative, and I would submit that he's not even a Republican. But he has got the backing of the New Jersey establishment, and so we're looking to upset that apple cart in the primary in June.
My. Well, that is, I think a big part of what's wrong with the Republican Party and a big part of the reason why there are so many of us that refuse to give funding and donations to the Republican Party, because those kinds of candidates and those kinds of ideals are being promoted. And they just don't align, I don't think, with the core beliefs of conservatism.
Absolutely. And it's a shame that the party is willing to be involved with moderates. And I think that that's why America is on such thin ice. The left is playing hardball, and the establishment Republicans are playing wiffle ball. That's why we are giving up ground. That's why we are losing. We need right lane conservatives, red blooded patriot Americans that stand for conservative values, that are not going to simply play party politics. There's a thing that I keep hearing, a quote that I keep hearing here in New Jersey. Listen, it's about winning. And I keep saying, no, it's not. It's not about winning with Mitt Romney's and Liz Cheney's and John McCain. That's a loss. Winning is by putting the right people that represent the constituents. A win with the wrong candidate is not really a win. But
not
that's been the party line here in New Jersey, that all you need to do is vote for an R, when really they're really D's. And that's been exposed over the last few years.
Well, and then they talk about, we want to cast a big umbrella. We want to, I mean, I'm starting to hear, and I've heard it for a number of years now. You know, we're trying to figure out how to be more inclusive. You know, if you have the right message, a good message, a strong message, a solid message, people are going to be drawn to the fact that you're not waffling about, and the message is that our rights do not come from men and government. Our rights come from God. They belong to us. They're innate. They're a part of who we are. And so therefore they're non-negotiable. Rights are non-negotiable.
That's exactly right. And as I said on the other side of the break, Democrats supported our campaign. They changed their party affiliation to vote for me in the primary because of this reason. When I told them that I am not running for me, I'm running for you, they believed me. They believed me. You know, my wife and my four teenage children would be thrilled if we put our house up for sale and started our Zillow search down in Florida. They would be thrilled with that.
Sure.
But they are very supportive of these political efforts because they understand if we do not have success in 2022 and take control back from the radical left in the House and in the Senate, it doesn't matter if you're living in California or New York or New Jersey or Florida, because the federal government is going to then pass legislation, H.R. 1 or H.R. 4 or any of the other
or H.R. 5
laws. And when the federal government takes full control of every election, we never win another election again. And America will have been a nice 246-year experiment, and we're going off the cliff. I know we always say this is the most important election of our lifetime. But when you consider what the left is doing and you consider the mushy middle Republicans not being able to stop them,
right,
we are headed for destruction. And we need people from around the country to realize this, get involved in the primary, not just take whatever Republican the establishment rolls out to us. We don't walk into a restaurant and just tell the waiter or waitress, bring me whatever you want. No, we open the menu, we find what we're looking for, and we order it. That's the primary. We can't just accept whatever the establishment gives us. We have to be involved in the primary process to choose the candidate that fits our beliefs.
So important. Phil Rizzo. You can find him at jerseyrizzo.com. If you're listening to us and you hear us there in New Jersey, be sure and get over to that website, jerseyrizzo.com, and offer him your support. If you're listening nationally, New Jersey, this is an important race, and it's important that he hear from you. And
at the day when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at trustednewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. Trustednewspaper.com.